Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The league won't allow it. I'm just going to throw it out there. The NFL is not going to allow the Chiefs to start 0-3. There's too much on the line. I'm sorry. Call me a conspiracy theorist.
I will.
ESPN can fire me. The NFL is not going to allow the Kansas City Chiefs to lose that game on national television to be 0-3. That's not going to happen. What are they going to do?
Wait, but is that,
you've got them. They're getting married later. They're engaged.
But you don't really believe it.
They got all these nationally televised. I'm telling you. We're going to sit here on next Monday.
Well,
the Sunday
just
night game.
Win, though.
We're going to sit there and we're going to say there's going to at least, I'm telling you, there's going to be at least three calls where we're like, how did that happen?
But do you think they're really going to need that?
Probably not. I'm just telling you, on top of the Giants not being good, the league just won't allow it. I'm like, well, honestly, people, rise up. Our minds here. Is there any world that the NFL is going to say, yeah, let's, whatever we do, make sure the Giants win this game. The Chiefs are not going 0-3. They will not allow it.
Don LaGreca trying on a conspiracy theorist. Yeah, everyone's really convinced that the NFL will have to step in for the Chiefs to beat the Giants. Oh.
That could be competitive.
Now, Roger Goodell's making some phone calls. Excuse me, Travis and Taylor are getting married. They can't lose to the Giants.
Yep.
Okay. Sure.
That'll be a close game, though. When's the last time they blew a team out?
The Chiefs?
Yeah.
I mean, the Giants lost to the Saints last year.
Last year,
14-11.
I mean, you know, Derek Carr, it's a little bit more respectable, though, right?
I guess so.
It's not Spencer Rattler. The Chiefs last year, I mean, they won.
Last time they won by two scores?
They beat Pittsburgh on Christmas by two scores.
I mean,
29-10.
Who's surprised?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh.
But, like, they won by eight, they won by two, they won by two, they won by three, they won by two, they won by six in overtime.
I'm excited.
Seven.
I'm excited for when they win by four.
Yeah.
They always do. And, like, did you see that holding call?
Well, when Mike
Goodell ordered the code red.
The code red is going to be that Russell Wilson is going to take a sack, or he's going to throw a ball straight up into the air where there's no receiver in the area. Which, hey, it worked a lot for him last week against Dallas, but in overtime with neighbors nowhere near it, he just threw a ball straight into the air like a punt right to the safety. Game over. So that's a guy that's going to lose them the game on Sunday.
How great would it be if they were 0-3?
Oh, it would be awesome. One team in 25 years has made the playoffs after going 0-3. That's it.
Ooh, do I know who that would have been?
It would be really impressive if you pulled that out of your hat.
The Bills almost went from 1-4 to the playoffs. Almost.
Did they?
The when? Cowboys, one of their Super Bowl years, started 0-2.
Okay. The team that went 0-3 and made the playoffs was the 2018 Houston Texans. And what did they do to make the playoffs? They won 9 in a row after going 0-3. Well, that's a Watson team, I'm sure.
I normally hate those kind of stats because they are made to look more predictive than they are. Why do 0-3 teams not make the playoffs? Because good teams don't go 0-3. That's really it.
But even good teams would have a tough time going 11-2 the rest of the way. You could be a good team, have a couple bounces go against you, and okay, now you can't just be good. You got to be 11-2 good. The rest of the way.
You've
got to be the best team in the league.
If the three toughest games in your schedule are the first 3 weeks and then it's soft from there, you could do that. The Ravens or the Lions, either the Ravens or the Lions will be 1-2.
Right.
And then the Ravens play the Chiefs. If the Ravens lose to the Lions and the Chiefs, they're 1-4. Wow. 1-4 teams don't make the playoffs. Well, good teams don't usually go 1-4. Here'd be a case where a good team went 1-4. So, I don't know. I'd have too much respect for that. I feel like that's living in drought life when the Bills were 2-0 and we'd be like, 52% of teams that go 2-0 make the playoffs. Right? Didn't we do that every year?
Yes. Yes, we did.
And that little gradient graph. If they get to 3-1, it's like 68%. This is the year. And then they just get hammered like five times in a row.
That's true. But the math is so hard.
It's also hard if you're not good. But if
right.
you are a good team.
But I'm saying you could be a good team and still you're probably going to miss because you just have to be so great the rest of the season.
If the Bills started 0-3.
Yeah.
There's a punishment from the NFL. You've been punished for jumping through tables. You're 0-3. Forfeit the first three games. Would you pick them to make the playoffs?
Yeah, but I think it'd be close.
Yeah?
Yeah, they'd have to go. The worst you could be is a 10-3 team the rest of the way.
Okay, and?
And they probably would do that, but that's for them even, that would be tough.
Right. But that's forfeiting three games.
Right. Yeah, I know.
You have to be good. Anyway, I think I want to entertain the idea that the Chiefs could lose this game now. Now I've been convinced.
To the Giants?
Yeah, now I've been convinced.
Why?
I mean, because
I don't trust Wilson.
They lost to the Colts 2 years ago, and the Colts were terrible. Right? Special teams miscues.
Sure. Right? I mean, it just comes down to can they score on the Giants because they can't run the ball.
Well,
and Mahomes is taking a little bit more in the sack department, and that Giants defensive line is supposed to be great. They could not stop Dallas.
Right.
So.
That's not surprising.
Tough
Dallas
to say,
should be good offensively.
Should they be better than the Chiefs?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. They should be good offensively.
I mean, Mahomes, I saw their rushing totals on the year. It's only through two games. Mahomes is 120 yards rushing. Pacheco is second with like 47. Like they have nothing happening on the ground other than Mahomes scrambling.
One thing about the Chiefs, their entire dynasty, if it's a dynasty and if it continues at any point, hasn't the entire thing happened without the ability to run the ball?
They've never been
good at it.
Never been great. No.
When they've been good, it has never mattered.
They're doing it away from the league trend. I was looking at counting last year and then the first two games of this year, early down pass rate in the league and how the Bills are near the bottom, the Ravens are near the bottom, the Eagles are near the bottom, the Lions are near the bottom. Like, a lot of the great, great teams are near the bottom. Who's number two? Kansas City. But why are they number two? All those other teams can run the ball. They can't, right?
Is that early down pass rate, what's the win probability in there?
20-80.
20-80, okay. Because when you're like 78% to win, I feel like you're early down running. When you're 22%, you're early down. I don't feel like 80-20, I don't know. That's a big swap.
But they are throwing the ball.
That's right.
More than these other top teams.
Early down and neutral pass rate is something. Like the Bills are 24th in neutral pass rate, I think I saw.
Right.
Whatever. To me, it's not lost to me. There is a trend among those other teams that, like you said, they're not the Chiefs. The Chiefs have not been able to build a good run game for years.
And all those other contenders have.
Those four teams you mentioned have, and they either have good backs, well-paid backs, or high-drafted backs. That's the Lions drafted Gibbs in the first, and they paid Montgomery.
Yeah.
The Bills paid Cook, the Ravens, of course, and the Eagles. Like, you have great offensive lines with great running backs.
Throw Green Bay in there, too, and they paid Jacobs.
Yeah, they did.
They're near this list as well. And, yeah, I mean, the Chiefs are the team that's still dinking and diming at running back, right? It's a seventh-round pick on Pacheco. And then
Rashard Smith is another one they just added in.
Bring Kareem Hunt off the street.
Yeah.
And he plays. Like, he's on the field
for
big important downs.
Jerick McKinnon's finally not there after being there for like 7 years.
They paid him, didn't they? Or someone else paid him. He was there forever. Samaje Perine. Like, they've just been mixing
just
in whoever.
Never been good at running the ball. Anyway, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. One random note here. This is kind of relevant to tomorrow and also news of the day today. There's news that the Masters, Amazon is picking up some rounds of the Masters.
Really?
Yes. Amazon Prime will provide two additional hours of first and second round coverage to be offered both days on Prime Video. So the Masters streams now on Amazon Prime from 1 to 3 on Thursday and 1 to 3 on Thursday and Friday, leading into ESPN's coverage. And I thought Kyle Porter, who covers golf, formerly CBS Golf, now on his own, he has a website called Normal Sport, does a great job. And he pointed out, if you're trying to watch the Masters, here's how it goes. Amazon Prime, and then ESPN, and then it's going to be Peacock, and then CBS.
Yeah.
And imagine if a football game was like that. Hey, Bills Dolphins, first quarter is on Prime, the second quarter is on Peacock, the third quarter is Netflix, and the fourth quarter is NBC and Peacock. Because that's what golf has become. So fractured in the rounds of golf.
Yeah.
But I did see that news about Amazon getting the golf and thought, will it be the best broadcast there is? Because
I'd expect it to
they've
be great.
Been in the football game for 4 years and it's the best.
Yes.
And I wonder what will they do for golf.
They'll do it. Will they do their own next gen stats cast for golf?
Whatever they're going to do, they're going to need permission of Augusta. Because
that's why I'm surprised you. I thought Augusta to. I guess they've done Peacock, so they've done streaming, but just more traditional. Like, no, we're just going to stay on CBS. We're going to our traditional broadcast and just do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. Like, what Augusta would permit them to do? Would they say, no, you're not going to do, like, do they do Shot Tracer at the Masters?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
They would be like, no, you're not going to do that. You're not going to put, video game lines on our golf course on TV.
How about, like, the putt make probability with the line that it's supposed to go? I don't know. I don't really.
Can it, like, analyze, like, where a guy's putter is lined up? Like, you know those little camera angles they'll give you behind the putter?
I don't want
that. Like, can the next gen stats say, he'll miss this?
I don't want that.
He'll miss this because, like, here's the line he's currently on and it's going to miss by a half an inch to the left.
Right.
You can tell you before he putts it.
Instantly on impact, yeah, face open 2 degrees, putt going right.
Miss.
I don't want that.
You don't?
Nope.
What is right, that? It would take all the drama what out of whether, yeah. of whether it's going to make or not.
I'd be stunned if a golf broadcast signed up for that. Don't want it.
Okay.
The shot.
Yeah, I don't. I guess now that I'm thinking about what it would look like, what it would be as a watch experience, and it
because the shot tracer works great because otherwise you're just seeing a ball fly through the air with no context of where it is. Where shot tracer, you see, oh, he's headed right. This one's going to be close, and then you see where it lands on the greens. I don't need anything. I'm fine. Then again, they've thought of some things in the NFL world that I thought have been really good. And if you're watching on the Prime Video Cast, which will be part of tomorrow's broadcast, you got the Prime, the regular one, and then Prime Vision that includes end of game scenarios, fourth down go for it lines, pocket pressure, healthy pocket, I think is what they're calling it, coverage breakdowns, blitzes, open receivers. It's pretty cool. It makes it look more and more like a video game, which for some people is not good and for some is, but I've enjoyed Prime quite a bit. Tomorrow on Prime and on TV locally too.
Like, will you watch the Next Gen Stats Cast tomorrow?
I don't know. Yeah, I probably will because you see more of the field.
See more of the field.
That's the most valuable thing of all.
Yep.
You can watch the full play as opposed to just watching the quarterback in the line. I'll be able to see if somebody is open downfield.
Right.
So, yeah, I probably will watch the Prime Vision cast. Same audio. It's not like the Manning cast where I'm getting questions about, you know, where so-and-so went to high school. It's just the same audio.
They're asking Arnold Schwarzenegger about his pet donkey or something while there's a big, important third down happening.
And they will occasionally bring in the next-gen stats guy to talk about something. But other than that, like it's a broadcast.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is a great opportunity to play the Herb Street game.
What's the Herb Street game again?
It's where I ruin Herb Street for you.
Oh, yeah.
Remember what I told you what I figured out about Herb Street?
Yeah, he's
a good analyst. He knows a lot about the sport. I think he's a nice person from what I know. Likeable. He will never allow for 1 second of silence on the broadcast. Every opportunity to fill, he will fill.
Right.
That's the thing I've noticed. I don't know if it drives me crazy. I just noticed it. I was just like, oh, that's the thing. There's never lazy kind of layout, let this play happen. It's a lot of that. He's so busy, too. He does so many college football and pro games. Like, when does he get to town? For an 8:15
probably
kickoff, it's like 8:05? When does he get here? Tomorrow night at 7:30?
I think more than that. He's flying out.
Right after.
Into where, right? Like,
to get to game
he'll
day?
He'll get to game day. Then, well, I guess Saturday morning he's got to be ready. So he's got to be there by Friday. Yeah, his travel life's got to be crazy. It's kind of amazing he signed up for this, right?
Yeah.
Like a foray into – how many guys have done that? Crossover and done both as a color commentator. Play-by-play guys do it all the time.
Yeah, for college and pro.
But like as a color commentator, I don't know how often you'll see that. And he's – I still don't think he – he doesn't come off like he's an expert on the league.
On the NFL.
And that's my biggest problem is why do I have a guy up here that I watch Sundays and there are a dozen guys that know the NFL better than this guy does. And he's getting – these Thursday games are big games. They're good. Yeah. They're good matchups, good marquee opponents now in prime time. And he's the guy we're picking? I don't have a problem with him. Like he's entertaining enough.
You're just surprised. Yeah.
Yeah, just I don't think it works.
College game day this week is in Miami for Florida, Miami.
Yeah, Miami's great. All right.
They're going to broadcast from a lakeside patio next to the Shalala Student Center.
Isn't the NFL trying to do that this year? Like what, certain
college
networks?
Game day?
Yeah, like wasn't Fox trying to do that a little bit?
They did that here during the playoffs.
That's what I'm
multiple times they would have the studio show here.
Like where will Fitz and Whitworth and all those guys be set up for pregame? Will that be in the stadium? They should be in the parking lot.
I mean, NBC was set up outside for the Sunday Night Football game.
Right. That's where Amazon should be.
Yeah.
They should set up in the parking lot. One of the lots.
Who's going through a table?
Fitz. All of them. Right? Fitz for sure, though. Yeah. No, Fitz is going to pretend that he's going through, and then he's going to choke slam Tony Gonzalez through the table. That's what's going to happen.
803-0550, our phone number, and 1-888-550-2550. Found it interesting when we talked with Alan Pupar earlier this morning at 7:30. I'd forgotten the Dolphins started last year 1-6, 2-6.
Well,
1-6, 2-6.
They lost Tua.
And then won 6 in a row. I'd forgotten about that.
At the very end of the season?
You would wonder if that would lead the owner to say, I know it's a rough start. Last year, this coach pulled it out, you know, kind of got things back to respectability.
It was 6 of 8 that they won.
Okay.
6 of 8. And that was after the second Bills loss. So they were 2-6 and they got to 8-8. So
okay.
Were they alive going into the final week of the season? They might have been. But yeah, they lost Tua, right? And why did they lose Tua? Because he got behind.
He lowered his head
head because I mean that's where part of that I do feel for him on part of it. He says yesterday, I can run and do some of the things that Josh Allen does. I can do half the things that Josh Allen does, because that's what happens when he tries. When his team is behind, and like Allen can do it. My team's behind. I got to go carry everybody. I got to step up for everybody, and he'll go run through a guy and get a first down or whatever. Tua, he can have the will to do that, and what happens when he does it? Out cold on the field. It's just why I could never... How could you want that guy from here to be your franchise quarterback? You see what the alternative, what the best case scenario looks like. I mean, there are so many quarterbacks now in the league. Look at Mayfield on Monday.
Yeah.
Mayfield gets an all-out blitz on 4th and 10, and he finds a way to escape and run for the first down. How does it feel to have a franchise quarterback where you just know that's not possible?
Yeah, you're really behind it.
There's so few teams in the league that still even try that, let alone have it work.
One thing about tomorrow's game, Josh will be wearing a visor.
First time in a game for the Bills.
Bad news, though.
What?
You're going to see this happens with uniform reveals also. 1,000 mock-ups of Josh in a badass tinted visor, and it's not. It's going to be clear. Tinted visors are not allowed. Which is always...
Wait a minute.
They are not allowed unless you have a medical condition.
Okay, because Tyrod wore one on Sunday.
The NFL rules say you cannot wear a tinted visor unless they're prohibited by trainers and officials because you need to see concussions. You need to see a guy's eyes to check for injuries and concussions.
Okay.
And tinted visors, from what I'm reading here from the NFL player safety, they restrict dark tinted visors.
Okay.
I mean, if Josh is going to wear a dark visor, that'd be cool. Adam Schefter tweeted out last night, it's a clear visor to protect his nose.
I was going to say, could he get a...
Yeah, how did Tyrod get that exemption?
I swear Tyrod was wearing it.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Here's a picture of Tyrod Taylor on Sunday for the stream. He's wearing a tinted visor.
Yeah, how'd he get that?
Does he have a...
I'm I don't know.
He has a doctor's note?
Maybe petitions to get it. He also was not supposed to play.
Did he get grandfathered in? Is this like the helmet rule in hockey? But if it's a concussion reason, you would think that's definitely not true. I think it's a night game also. Would he want a tinted visor in a night game?
You know what?
Seems fair, like I don't think you need a tinted visor for the night
fair
game.
Fair point.
Can he get like a blue tint on it?
I just don't think he's allowed to have a visor. Or a tinted visor. It'll be clear.
Okay.
Clear visor, Josh.
I wonder if at some point during the game he like rips it off and like this is annoying. Because a fog, he said it echoes. He said that one thing that a visor can do is it can echo in your head. And if he's listening for the plays and he's trying to discern what's going on with defenses, I wonder if he scraps it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At some point during the game.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes having a visor, sunglasses, anything over your eyes will kind of give you the impression. I'm thinking about when you're driving down the street and you're looking for a house number, how you turn the radio down because you're concentrating. Like, hold on, I got to look. You know, I think this way sometimes. If I'm at a party or I'm somewhere I'm wearing sunglasses, sometimes I'll take them off subconsciously to concentrate when I'm looking for something, even though it doesn't actually hurt my vision.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of getting at that with Josh and a visor. Could he say, like, you know what? I feel like it's negatively affecting me. He'd be practicing with it this week. But, Dick, you definitely want to do that.
Right.
All right. We'll get a break in. I think we're going to check in on the chat.
Yes.
It's been a while.
Yes.
What are they doing in there? There's more people. We're getting about 100 new subscribers a day on YouTube, I think is where we're at. I've been charting
Love
that
it.
Number. We're over 10,000. Go to our YouTube page, WGR Sports Radio 550 Sub. On YouTube, of course, you can subscribe. You can jump in. You know, we got a good group of people watching us every day streaming. You can see my hat. I don't know if they said it in the chat, but somebody better say that's clean.
That's a clean.
It's so clean.
Which, of course, everyone that's not watching knows that. Oh, he's wearing a white hat.
Yeah, it is actually very clean. Also,
it is.
It's a clean hat. All right, we'll check in on the chat. See what's going on. Sal's popped in. Sal, did you wear a visor when you played football? Sal would have been a visor guy. You ever
in the
wear
80s?
A visor on your helmet when you played football?
Did they have visors?
I feel like you would have wanted to. You would have wanted to.
I wanted a visor.
Everybody wants a visor.
Everybody does.
It looks cool.
Right.
All right. We'll get a break in. Check in on the chat. Sal's coming up. Sean McDermott. Going to join him probably around 10 a.m. Again, the game week has been changed a bit with the game tomorrow. McDermott comes on the Extra Point Show today. So stay tuned. Sean McDermott right around 10 a.m. with Sal on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Jimmy Vaughn.
Come on, Vaughn.
I know he hadn't done very well against this guy, but I got a hunch he's due.
Good morning to the chat on YouTube. The chat we're treating now as a character on the show.
No. See, that's why I love it. We don't even have to mention a guy and just bam, everyone's fist fighting in the chat.
The chat is like, you know, you look out in your backyard and you see, like, what are the dogs doing out there? And you just find out, like, they're after something. All right. It's kind of like, you know, people can tweet at us, you can write whatever, you can live stream the show on YouTube, and you can let us know what you think about, well, really anything. And we refer to the chat sometimes as the bullpen. The afternoon show, more calls to the bullpen. I just kind of just, by nature, call the chat.
The chat.
So, what's going on in the chat? Well, also, while we're here, our first quad box with producer Joe Kelly in for Josh is no longer producing our show. We wish him well. He sent us a picture. He was watching on the stream.
Yeah.
So Josh might be in the chat these days. From producer
That's right.
to chat.
Would he do it as Josh or would he have an alias, you think?
He's just like slamming us and calling us names under an alias.
Like, who's this new guy in the chat?
Yeah. So quad box us. Joe Callie's here. So we have Joe DiBiase and Joe Callie. And I feel like we got to do something about that. You know?
Two Joes?
Two Joes. Mm-hmm. Can we call you Callie Joe?
Could if you want. I mean, sure.
Callie.
That sounds like a cool
Callie
name.
Callie Joe.
Callie Joe. We
got Callie Joe and Sneaky Joe.
Sneaky Joe and Callie Joe.
Yeah, I like that.
That's pretty good.
I mean, yeah, I think that works.
At that point, we just start calling him CJ.
Then we'll shorten it to C. All right, your name is C. No. Callie Joe sounds cool if you know, were from California or surfed or anything like that.
Right. I don't do either. I'm not.
None of those interests?
The chat wants us to have a race and the winner gets to keep Joe.
Wow.
Wow.
This is why we check what's going on in the chat.
Exactly.
A race for naming rights.
A race. Yes.
No, you know what this should be? This should be like an NFL locker room. If you want us to call you Joe, you have to pay Joe name Joe.
You owe Joe a Rolex. Like,
I'm going to do
10 grand. 10 grand to be called Joe.
I'm going
to
do what did Zach Benson get from Josh Norris? I want two Louis Vuitton bags, please.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Louis Vuitton bags for number 9 is what he asked for.
I know.
Wild request.
That's unbelievable.
It's pretty tough.
The kids these days.
I know.
Get a car.
Right. Like, or a watch is a good get, too. Like,
you know, I mean, I don't know how expensive those bags were.
Those bags
they
are
could
legit
be expensive.
They
are expensive as a car.
And I know as a professional athlete now, how you look walking from your car to the airplane is important. Your bag matters, right?
It's true.
Every social media site is doing the walk to the plane.
That's right.
Got to look good.
You got to keep up with Tage.
That's right. Look good, play good.
He's the trendsetter.
He is. All right.
I made a little something from your dream earlier.
Oh yeah,
if you want to
pull
the stream
something?
Up,
right, I'm watching.
I got something. I'm going to show the bullpen.
Okay, the bullpen's going to see it.
You guys are going to like this.
If you missed it earlier, I revealed to the guys here that I had a dream last night. I was on the Bills. All right, I like this. I was on the Bills and I was a wide receiver with the team, and I was fully committed to run down the field to block Troy Polamalu. To continue springing James Cook on a long touchdown run. That happened in my dream last night.
So Owen's got you a Shakir in here. If you were a wide receiver, who would you emulate?
In reality or in my dreams?
In your dreams. Yeah.
In my dreams?
Ooh.
I'd like to be. Because
I know I'm Chad Johnson, for sure.
Why?
Just
who you want to be?
Yeah, the way he played.
Okay.
He was awesome.
The way he ran routes. The way he, celebration stuff.
This is a
definitely.
Good question.
Chad Johnson.
Who's your soul receiver?
this is good. I mean, Stevie Johnson.
Your soul receiver.
Stevie Johnson, legend of the game.
Yep.
Yes.
This week. I mean, people are mad at Diggs, but I loved Diggs before he came here. I loved Diggs. I want to answer a non-Bill because I feel like that's safer. If I could pick any, who are my favorite receivers over the years, Ben? I loved T.O.
Yeah,
loved
me too.
T.O.
Mm-hmm.
I want to answer Amon-Ra St. Brown. I love him.
Okay.
He's a warrior.
Interesting. You pick like a recent guy, though.
If I'm going.
Not like one. Johnson would be my pick because he was my favorite receiver growing up.
Who was my favorite receiver growing up?
Yeah.
I mean, when's growing up? When I'm 13?
Yeah.
15?
Yeah. Sure.
Listen, you have to understand. I liked the Giants, and they have not had good offensive players in their history. I'm talking Stephen Baker, the touchdown maker, and which how many touchdowns he had in his career? Like 11. Stephen Baker, he caught He caught one in the Super Bowl against the Bills.
But his nickname,
sensitive subject. Stephen Baker,
know,
the touchdown maker.
I know.
Yeah.
No, we got to strip him of this nickname, though.
I know he wasn't all that good.
You can't be called your nickname on Pro Football Reference can't be the touchdown maker if you finished your career with 21 touchdowns.
Did he make them or did he not make them?
I need 21 in a season.
I mean, again, Giants receivers, as I'm growing up, Ike Hilliard, Lionel Manuel, if I go way back.
Yeah. Amani Toomer would be too late for that.
Yes, that's a good answer. Amani Toomer from Michigan.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
D-Hop was always my favorite guy.
Hopkins, D-Hop.
I thought he was so cool.
I think, like, who my other favorite receivers ever were. Anyway.
It was Chad Johnson and Steve Smith. for me. Steve Smith.
Steve
was
Smith's awesome too.
I love Stevie.
Those two are awesome.
Stevie, the legend of the game. He's done it before, right?
I'm sure.
Okay.
I thought Marquise Goodwin was campaigning for that yesterday. He posted on Instagram about his time with the Bills, like, hey, Bills fans, let's help take one more flight in Buffalo. And I thought he was talking about, like, this was him saying he's going to be legend of the game. But then I saw Stevie was legend of the game. So I thought, wait a minute, is this Marquise Goodwin applying to reunite with the Buffalo Bills?
Let's do it.
Wow. And then I immediately looked, question, is he eligible for our game?
McDermott era.
Former Bill, future Bill?
Former Bill, future Bill. He was on the roster until March 1st of 2017, technically. And Sean McDermott was hired as the coach in January.
Okay, wow. So if he comes back, that's a reunion.
All right.
3 months on the roster while McDermott was head coach.
Waiver wire.
Marquise Goodwin.
Chat pointing out that Owen's favorite childhood receiver still plays in the league and caught a touchdown against the Bills in week one.
Yeah.
He had another great touchdown on Sunday against Cleveland.
He is not washed, as they say.
No.
I was always a fan of Broncos' Demaryius Thomas.
He was good.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
R.I.P. He was great.
He was awesome.
Yep.
Very good.
I think I only liked him because he was on my fantasy team, though. At some point, I started liking players, be like David Johnson was this, or Arian Foster. Like, yep. I loved those guys because they were great, but they were also on my fantasy team.
Yeah.
So.
Honorable mention, I got to mention Marvin Harrison. He went to Syracuse. I loved him, and then he was an amazing Hall of Famer. So,
yep.
Marvin Harrison's on that list for me, guys. I loved it. I loved Reggie Wayne. He was great.
Mm-hmm.
Torrey Holt. There's another one. I loved him for the other reason. He destroyed Syracuse in college and then went to the pros, and I just kind of – the Rams were so fun to watch.
Is it offensive nobody's mentioned Calvin Johnson yet?
I mean,
no. He was amazing, amazing. I always –
interesting. Does he have, like, a following? Like,
oh, he's
it's
got
funny. All of the receivers in the NFL today – this is not a coincidence that I like Chad Johnson this way – all of those receivers talk about Chad Johnson being like their icon growing up.
And who does Chad Johnson? Does Chad Johnson talk about? Stevie Johnson.
He does
all the time.
Yep. But who? No one talks about Calvin Johnson.
No, that's right.
But is that because like just he was? That's like, you know, more kids are going to grow up wanting to be Steph Curry because they think I can shoot like Steph Curry. Yeah. No one's going to grow up wanting to be LeBron because I can't be LeBron.
Right.
That's
Calvin Johnson. I'd love to be Calvin Johnson, but he's 6'5 and can run a 4'2.
He's like a cyborg.
There's definitely a point to be made there. And
yeah,
you know, people like underdogs. My favorite receivers are guys that are the technicians that are just so good at just getting open. Like, I love guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. You're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That
yeah.
Anyway, got some good stuff in the chat here. Randy Moss, great, obviously. Isaac Bruce, Donald Driver, Mold's a good name for
How
this.
About
for
Jordy Nelson is a throw in here. Yeah. I like Jordy Nelson.
Dropped a big touchdown against the Bills. It would have been like a 90-yard
Rambo
touchdown.
Game. Yes,
would have been
did.
A huge touch, just flat drop.
Yep.
Oh, Bob Chandler.
Who?
Bob Chandler. It's just mentioned in there
before my time.
Yeah, that's 80s.
Yeah, that is
70s
old school.
Well, the chat. You can jump in. You can stream us on YouTube. You can always, you know, like, whatever. Fictional wide receiver? Who's the best fictional wide receiver ever?
You know, I was a big watcher of Friday Night Lights.
They ran the ball.
The series.
That's Booby Miles' team.
Yeah, the movie didn't have it, and the show didn't have a receiver.
Not really.
It was the quarterback, the running back, and the fullback.
Yeah, and
Tim Riggins is a fullback.
And the safety, Chavez.
Yeah. Although, shout out Hastings in season 5, East Dillon. That was a good receiver. Who's the best fictional? Michael Irvin in The Longest Yard.
Is it Tweeter from Varsity Blues? Wasn't he a receiver?
Okay.
The little guy?
I never saw Varsity Blues.
It's bad.
Okay.
It's really bad.
All right, good. Then I'm not. Now I will never see Varsity Blues.
It's a good bad. It's bad.
Bad but good?
Yeah. One of those movies where John Voight is the actor, and people would, if you've seen only that, you're like, John Voight's a good actor? Is that a thing? He's good? Because I saw Varsity Blues, and anyway.
Is he a good actor?
Phil McConkey.
Don't know it.
Good call out here on the chat. Nicholas writes in, Phil McConkey, Coleman's catch was a McConkey call out. Phil McConkey caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl against the Broncos that was a tipped pass that got caught by him in the end zone for the Giants.
How about Rod Tidwell from Jerry Maguire?
Great answer. Mm-hmm. Great answer. Really leaned into the diva wide receiver narrative there.
Yes, it did.
I feel like...
Is that why everybody thinks they're all divas? Because of that
because
movie?
Because of Rod Tidwell?
Maybe.
Show me the money. Best fictional running back?
Smash Williams. Won't hear any other names.
Who's that from?
Friday Night Lights, the show.
Okay.
It's Smash Williams.
Best fictional...
Quarterback?
Sure.
Shane Falco. Ooh.
Replacements?
Mm-hmm. Following is in the Bourbon Bowl. No, that's the Water Boy. I'm trying to remember what the bowl was that he really messed up in, but...
This all kind of ties in because in this conversation, I was a fictional wide receiver.
You were.
Dreamed of being a receiver on the Buffalo Bills. Had a few people in chat say, did Brandon Bean...
And blocked Troy Polamalu.
Yeah. What can I say?
Dream big.
I've bought in, all right?
You should do the thing in like this is in the NCAA game where you like be a pro kind of and you just be a wide receiver and you spend like 2 years just blocking and practicing before you actually get a chance to catch
the
football.
Did you actually try doing this in the college game? Because
if you tried
to do that in the college game and started yourself as not good enough, you'd get to your junior year and you would not have played.
Yeah, right.
It's like,
that's what I mean.
This simulation's great. Thanks.
It's real.
I'm having a great time.
These games are getting as realistic as possible.
Working to get my fake GPA up while also just blocking sleds in practice.
Exactly.
What a game.
You like answer questions to the media, and if you answer a question too, like, honestly, you like get like negative points.
Yeah. Coach trust, subtraction.
Ooh, Joe Kane from the program. The program also had, Latimer? Latimer's the linebacker. Crazy. Linebacker Latimer, I think. You never seen The Program?
Nope.
Mm-mm. The program has a what's the word I'm looking for here? Not a following. The program was a I don't want to say
James Caan.
Yeah.
Interesting. 93 though. A little early for me to
I think the program
to
is
go back.
East State University, or is that He Got Game that's that? What's He Got Game? Something is East State University.
Don't know.
You know He Got Game?
No. Nope.
Jesus Shuttlesworth?
I know. Oh, yeah.
Allen is Jesus Shuttlesworth?
Yep. Spike Lee.
Anyway. All right. Thanks, chat. We checked in with the chat. Good stuff. The program. Another one that...
What? I probably won't see it.
Should you? I don't know.
You'd have to do a hell of a sales pitch
Eastern State
to get me
University.
To a 1993 football movie.
Eastern State, perfect. What was He Got Game?
Let's see if I can find out.
Hold on. He Got Game. What would that have been? The school and He Got Game. It's something State. I'm going to go to State. I feel like Denzel's in that.
It's Denzel.
His dad's in Denzel's in prison. Ray Allen's going to something State. What's it? What
Valdosta
is it?
State.
No. What do we got? You got to know?
I'm looking right now. Abraham Lincoln High School.
Yeah, and then he went to college.
And then
He Got Game.
Big State University.
Big State University.
Big State University.
Right there.
All right. What
Come
a break.
On. Look at these
What
movies.
A break.
Big State University.
That's funny.
I want a shirt. Big State University.
Big State.
All right, Extendo Sports. Sean McDermott's coming up in about 15 minutes, maybe. Sal expects him right around the top of the hour for the Extra Point Show here on WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here, guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right, Wrapping things up here. Tomorrow it's game day, of course. Bills and Dolphins from Highmark Stadium. According to adjusted EPA and PFF grade, one quarterback right now is having a better season than Josh Allen. Who is it?
Better than Josh Allen, it's Daniel Jones.
It is not. Daniel Jones on adjusted EPA per play and
it is
PFF grade, he is ninth.
It is Lamar.
Third.
It is...
Lamar's number one in EPA, and he's way down in PFF's grade.
Can't be Baker.
Baker is...
He had some trouble on
18th.
Monday. Is it Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson is 13th.
Crazy game.
All right. Dak?
It is Dak Prescott.
Dak. Who I have an MVP bet on.
Prescott,
come on, Dak.
Prescott's PFF grade is a 97.
Come on.
His EPA is 82. One quarterback has a 100 PFF grade. Who is it?
One quarterback?
One quarterback has a 100 PFF grade.
Has he played like one play?
Nope.
Tyrod?
No.
Is it Trubisky?
Trubisky?
No. It's a real quarterback. Sorry.
Sorry. He's a real quarterback.
Come on. Come on.
A starter. Jaden Daniels, no. Jordan Love.
Jordan Love, 91. Dak, 97. Love, 91. Allen, 90.
Herbert.
Herbert.
Nope.
Nope. 100.
Jake Browning.
Nope. Real quarterback. Sam Darnold, 91 on the PFF grade. Again, there's your grade of what you've done and what you've added to your team. Allen, again, is number two.
Who's left? I mean, it's...
Who's left? PFF grade, 100.
Brock Purdy or... Kyler Murray?
No. I'm telling you, you're going to go, oh, wow. Yeah. Everybody loves him. Everybody loves him.
Everybody loves him?
Everybody loves him. I don't even think...
There's a quarterback everybody loves?
Yes.
Can't be.
Yes.
See, I would have said Baker if you had said that.
Not everybody loves Baker. I don't know anybody that doesn't like this guy.
Stafford.
Yes. Right?
Everyone loves
Everybody Stafford. Loves Stafford.
Everyone loves Stafford. Yeah, that's true.
I love Stafford.
Is he the most well-liked quarterback in the league?
The way that he plays, respect for his game.
He's won a Super Bowl.
He got a Super Bowl. He's a all-time talent.
It's like he's perfectly achieved the right amount in his career.
Sure, yeah.
So there's no real debate on either side.
Yep. Love Stafford. Love watching him play. He's every quarterback's favorite quarterback, too. Like, they all love talking about him, what he does. So, anyway, Stafford, 100 on the PFF grade, fifth overall on the blended grade from Ben Baldwin. All right, enough boring stats. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow, Sal will check in. Chris Brown, of course, can kind of be like a Buffalo Bills football Thursday. So, Chris Brown, Mike Catalan will join us. We'll talk Bills with him and that Oak Hill news that he's reporting that the PGA Championship is going to be back at Oak Hill in 2035. So, all coming up tomorrow. We'll talk to you then here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.